Macmillan Audio presents The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Translated from the Russian by Richard Pavia and Larissa Volokonsky. Read by Ben Miles. Dedicated to Anna Grigorievna Dostoevsky. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. John 12:24. From the author. Starting out on the biography of my hero, Alexei Fyodorovich Karamazov, I find myself in some perplexity. Namely, that while I do call Alexei Fyodorovich my hero, still I myself know that he is by no means a great man, so that I can foresee the inevitable questions, such as, what is notable about your Alexei Fyodorovich that you should choose him for your hero? What has he really done? To whom is he known, and for what? Why should I, the reader, spend my time studying the facts of his life? This last question is the most fateful one, for I can only reply, perhaps you will see from the novel. But suppose they read the novel and do not agree with the noteworthiness of my Alexei Fyodorovich. I say this because, to my sorrow, I foresee it. To me, he is noteworthy, but I decidedly doubt that I shall succeed in proving it to the reader. The thing is that he does, perhaps, make a figure, but a figure of an indefinite, indeterminate sort, though it would be strange to demand clarity from people in a time like ours. One thing, perhaps, is rather doubtless. He is a strange man, even an odd one. But strangeness and oddity will sooner harm than justify any claim to attention, especially when everyone is striving to unite particulars and find at least some general sense in the general senselessness. Whereas an odd man is most often a particular and isolated case. Is that not so? Now, if you do not agree with this last point and reply, not so, or not always, then perhaps I shall take heart concerning the significance of my hero, Alexei Fyodorovich. For not only is an odd man not always a particular and isolated case, but, on the contrary, it sometimes happens that it is precisely he, perhaps, who bears within himself the heart of the whole, while the other people of his epoch have all for some reason been torn away from it for a time by some kind of flooding wind. I would not, in fact, venture into these rather vague and uninteresting explanations, but would simply begin without any introduction. If they like it, they'll read it as it is. But the trouble is that while I have just one biography, I have two novels. The main novel is the second one, about the activities of my hero in our time, that is, in our present, current moment. As for the first novel, it already took place 13 years ago and is even almost not a novel at all, but just one moment from my hero's early youth. It is impossible for me to do without this first novel, or much in the second novel will be incomprehensible. Thus, my original difficulty becomes even more complicated, for if I, that is, the biographer himself, think that even one novel may perhaps be unwarranted for such a humble and indefinite hero, then how will it look if I appear with two, and what can explain such presumption on my part? Being at a loss to resolve these questions, I am resolved to leave them without any resolution. To be sure, the keen-sighted reader will already have guessed long ago that that is what I've been getting at from the very beginning, and will only be annoyed with me for wasting fruitless words and precious time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?